You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in. Oh, Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's weekend league match against Tamworth.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be heading to Staffordshire for all the reaction from FC United's trip to Tamworth. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's show with some transfer news, as it has been confirmed that Pacey forward Sam Madeley has left the club to sign for Macclesfield Town, who in turn have loaned him to Stalybridge Celtic. Everyone at the station wishes Sam well with both moves. In other news, it has been an excellent week for FC United in the FA Cup. Firstly, a big congratulations to the women's team. They beat Bolton Wanderers last weekend 2-1 to set up a third qualifying round tie-up at Norton and Stockton Ancients in mid-October, while it was also good news for the FC United youth team as they beat Ashton Town 4-2 on Tuesday night to make it through to the next round of the FA Youth Cup. Next for the youth will be a home tie to Gateshead, and we'll have more on this match on next week's show. And finally, with speaking of ties, following a midweek replay win for Harrogate Town against Bridlington, we can now confirm that FC United will host Harrogate this coming Saturday in the FA Cup third qualifying round. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travelled south to take on Tamworth. With FC United looking to kickstart their league form, it's over to Marv Willers now for a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. FC United's teenage forward, James Hooper, scored a late equaliser to earn the Reds a hard-fought point with a 1-1 draw at Tamworth on Saturday afternoon. It's the third time the two teams have met competitively, and it's the third time it's been on as even, with 1-1 the result on each occasion. Tamworth took the lead through Danny Newton just before half-time, and with 10 minutes left to go, James Hooper got the equaliser for United. Here's the goals.
Still no goals as we approach half-time. Ashworth concedes a throw-in. Deep inside his own half there, close to the corner flag. Can Tamworth fashion something in the dying moments of this first half and break the deadlock here? Deeney preparing to take this. It'll be a long throw. Lane, the man who's gone up there, comes in there. Lane gets on. It's bouncing around, and it's in! Well, slightly fortuitous, but the goal is scored by the skipper, Paul Green. And what happened there was it almost ricocheted off two heads and then it bounced down there past the right-hand upright, but still in play. And it was a good stretch there from Paul Green.
It was Newton.
Newton, I beg your pardon. And he got his left foot to it, and Masanga just couldn't get down in time. And right on half time, Tamworth take the lead.
Again, we're undone by a throw-in or a set piece, or you name it. It just takes a moment of one person switching off, doesn't it? Yet again.
Very disappointing from an FC United point of view. And there's a half time whistle, and that really is ideal for Tamworth. And. Very discouraging for FC United right on half time there after a very even contest in this first half. There, a goal, I'm assured, by Newton gives the home side the lead. And we leave you here at half time with a scoreline of Tamworth 1, FC United and Manchester 0. Nathan Lowe over halfway, and he's fouled surely by Deeney. About 25 yards out. This isn't a bad position. Deeney spreads his hands. It's got the ball, Gov, but While it was a clumsy challenge.
While it's 1-0, there's still hope, isn't there?
Indeed, there's still hope. There is, and Ben was right a few moments ago that FC haven't tested Belshaw as such, but have come close with some interesting moves, but just haven't found the killer pass or the finish.
And we did see a goal here in injury time on our previous visit.
They scored it, though, didn't they?
Yes.
So FC's turn this time. Two possibilities. Hooper, but he makes a run now, and Thompson plays it out there. It's going to be fed across, and it's a goal! Hooper scores! And they, well, I think that Tamworth were slightly asleep there. That was a good move there. They've telegraphed that one. It looks like they were going to wait to see who was going to take the free kick. Suddenly, he darted forward, did Hooper. Thompson played it to him. He had the space. First time near post. Simple as you like there. And it's 1-1.
Well, the word adroit comes to mind for that finish. It really was tucked away very neatly, wasn't it? And they were all flat-footed at the back.
It's almost like the Tamworth defence thought, they'll never pass to him. Baffling, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that they won't be happy with that, Tamworth. But FC United, well deserved, I think, I would say.
Thanks, Marv. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Saturday's game.
And at the end of a fine afternoon's football here in the National League North, it's Tamworth 1, FC United and Manchester 1. I would say a fair result. FC United getting a late equaliser there. Hooper scoring his first goal for FC United in response to Newton's goal for Tamworth right on half-time. But FC United uncertain at times at the back, but they're stuck in there. Played some good football, and 1-1, a decent point here at Tamworth, Paul.
Yeah, this is the third time we've played Tamworth. Every time it finishes 1-1, it seems inevitable. There were times in the second half where we had to hang on. We looked a bit uncertain at the back, but we managed to get a goal from a set piece again, which goes to show that the players do work on set pieces somewhere.
It's undeniable now, they do. Yes. Just after training.
And yeah, I mean, it was a well-taken goal by Hooper, and it certainly did silence the lambs for a short period of time at least.
How long have you been keeping that for?
Since you read it in the pre-match email, I think. Yes, it was a very win. Congratulations to whoever did draft that quasi headline there. They held the nickname the Lambs, but FC not quite able to silence them, but certainly stifle them there and take a point. What were the pluses for FC today, principally, Paul?
I think in the first half was probably much better than the second, but first half I thought we applied ourselves well. I thought we matched Tamworth in the first half. We put the effort in. The movement of Hooper up front is a very useful asset.
It is very useful.
We really need to use more of him.
He's added a bit of quality in the first half. He was missing a bit, wasn't he? Because we weren't giving him the ball when he was making these excellent runs. Yeah. Jake Williams, I think, has been superb.
Yeah.
Definitely has been superb. Despite the good result today, and it is a good away point against Tamworth, there's no denying it. The back four is a bit... It's fragile, isn't it?
I've got
very vulnerable.
I do have concerns about our centre-back pairing, as it stands. But unfortunately, we don't have the competition for places, and that's another concern.
There was moments in that second half there where both centre-backs were kind of not really interested in it.
As James alluded to earlier, they're rather similar. The two of them are rather too similar. And sometimes you need a bit of a balance.
You need the meathead, you know, with Chadwick, and you need the Nugent running behind, don't you?
It's a bit like the McQueen Buchan type thing at Manchester United years ago, where you had chalk and cheese, you know, and it worked very well. But, that is a concern in the middle of the back four. A player like Dan Newton, who's got pace and mobility and skill, can run us ragged at times, and that's going to be a weakness we're going to have exposed by other teams that are better than Tamworth.
And it means FC cling on to 18th place there, although by one point.
I don't think this result has eased any. There is some moment. There is some elements of optimism, but there is some lingering doubt, I feel, as well in the back of my mind. We obviously had a good result last week against Ossett, but this week it's back to league matters. That said, we have played better than we did against Harrogate on a 3G pitch.
Yeah, I think there are positives. And bear in mind that we have got Curzon on Tuesday night at home.
We have got Curzon.
And that is a very, very important game given the context of our league position and Curzon's league position.
Yes, it's a game in hand as well, isn't it?
It's a kind of match where you look at and you think 3 points could make a lot of difference to our position and our state of mind in terms of the rest of the season.
It will indeed, because it could take FC up to a 13th or 14th, 18th. 4 points off the drop zone.
What did you make of the substitutions? Because we went 4-4-2, didn't we, towards the end there? And you know, we took Winter off and we brought on Low. And you know, there's obviously a belief there in Low. And
well, I think the fresh legs brought us a bit of dynamism for a short period there. We did score soon after the substitution, so you could say it did play a part.
And they did look just that bit more composed, the two of them. They're learning on the job, as it were. And I liked what they did, and it did. Obviously, the equaliser came after the substitutions. And you know, it was with Sheridan and Winter went off. They both did a decent job in field, but it wasn't quite working for them. They weren't sort of blossoming, controlling, imposing themselves as they can do. So I think that worked well, and they're just signs that those young players, with Jake Williams, I thought was a really fine performance. That speed that he has, and it was defensive as well. Some good positional stuff from him, and some good.
Obviously, there was a bit of naivety, like the free kick he gave away at the end there.
That's
youth, and you get that from a player that live. Like I think he is very reminiscent of Matty Taylor. I don't know about you, Paul. Whether you agree with that?
I think you said that the first time we watched him.
First time we saw him, credit. We went, That's Matty Taylor, Matt, too, isn't it? He's comfortable on the ball. He's got lots of pace. He's not afraid to go forward. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, would you, Paul, bring in a centre-half, you know, as an alternative? Or would you think about Scott Kay as a centre-half?
I always think we should have competition for places. I know it's difficult to keep players happy that are not on the pitch, but also the danger is that I think players get a bit complacent when there isn't anybody to stand in. Scott Kay is very much a very capable player to play in the back centre of the back four and organise.
And I think what we said about Eckersley and Ashworth being too similar, yeah. Kay is nothing like those two.
Yeah.
He's the one who will clear up behind the metered defender.
The only proviso in that is that we can find somebody to do Scott Kay's job in the middle of the park.
Yeah, and that
is the question mark.
Well, it's whether the someone like Nathan Lowe might be able to grow into that, but he's not obviously ready to take that place. It's very much the one in front of the back four, isn't he, Scott Kay?
I don't know whether Margie has got plans in terms of if Eckersley or Ashworth gets injured and Scott Kay is needed, or he's got another card up his sleeve to bring in. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a worry for me, that we've got cover for a lot of positions. We've got
Corbett coming, haven't we?
We've got plenty of midfielders. We've got a few attacking options, but defensively we don't seem to have a lot of options,
and that's probably where the issues are.
Yeah, if you look at the weaknesses in the side, what's holding us back from going higher up the division, it's probably the goals we're conceding, isn't it, really? It's not the goals that at the other end. It's
end on a positive, will you two? Come on.
Well, I think that the side mentally did well today. They just stuck to their task. It wasn't quite gelling, and I think they got the free kick. It was a nicely worked move. I think that Hooper is a very, very interesting acquisition.
I'd like to think we can try and keep him for longer than a month anyway,
and maybe for the season if Rochdale will allow that. But
if he's building up his fitness.
Boom, boom. This has been FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. Coming up next is the show with no name, and at 6:30 it's Red Rebel Radio with Swampy and myself, and then it's a whole evening's worth of quality entertainment here on FCUM Radio, including some reggae shows, some soul shows. There's even a bit of jazz later on in the evening. We've got a big week coming up now here on FC Radio. We've obviously got Women's Team Live tomorrow as FC United take on Northwich Vixens. Can FC United make it 4-4?
Ooh, why not?
Why not?
Home advantage,
indeed.
Take them on.
On Tuesday, then we're back for FC Live at Broadhurst Park for Curzon Ashton in, as James and Paul alluded to, a very important game, that one. And then next Saturday, it's the FA Cup and it's Harrogate Town
And again, remember what happened at Harrogate with Harrogate Town at home last season. Oh, it was proper boom, banger, bang, wasn't it?
3-0 down.
Yeah, and then James's voice went during commentary because he was very excited. Rightfully so. 4-3 in the end. And yes. Hopefully we can get a game like that this week. You just never know. But there's areas of optimism. There's still a bit of questions, I feel. We're going to, if you're listening to this, Cubbies Michael, we're going to be speaking to Margie in a second or two, where James is going to ask him about Sam Maidler, aren't you?
I'll only follow orders.
But from everyone here at the Lamb Ground in Staffordshire, we wish you all a fond farewell. Thank you for listening. So stick around. This has been FC Live, though, and we'll see you tomorrow for Women's Team Live. Goodbye. So, welcome, Carl, to the team bus, and welcome to post-match with Ben and James.
Is it Ben and James, or is it James and Ben?
I think James and Ben would actually be better, actually, thinking about it. An away point. Happy with that?
I am, yeah. In a game that was a bit flat, I thought, first half, totally different to the Harrogate game. But I thought we created a number of good chances in the first half. Goalkeepers pulled off some great saves, but there was just a little bit of spark missing for some reason. But coming away to Tamworth, which is a difficult place to come, and different scenario to last year in respect of us, succumbing to a late equaliser. We've gone behind and showed great character and resoluteness to be able to come back and secure a point and possibly could have gone and won it.
I suppose you can only compare it to Harrogate, really, with the pitch and the way it bounces. It does bounce in a really odd way, doesn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's artificial turf, so you end up with an artificial game as such. But it has got better. It's the reasons for putting them in are valid in the time where we're at, and economically people need to raise the money, and if they can do that and it's for the use of the local community, then it can only be a good thing.
Now, you were forced to make some changes today. Obviously, Musangu's come in, Jake Williams is to come in as well. How do you feel they've fitted into the team today?
I thought Jake possibly would, I thought it was a man of match performance for Jake. And Johnny, as we've seen, couldn't have done anything about the goal, and everything else he did, he was assured. So for a young lad, that's, it's great. It's great for him. It's great for his progression, and let's hope he continues to develop in the way that he is.
Now, the smart money was Jay Williams for man of the match, but James gives it to James Hooper, and he had a very good game as well.
The amount of chances that he created through good movement, and obviously the goal was a fantastic finish. Up there, he was one of the ones. Denying there was a couple of lads who were off the pace today for whatever reason, it happens. I think the good thing is normally when you have situations like that, you end up with a defeat. We've not done that. We've shown great resilience and resoluteness to be able to secure the point.
Especially when they scored as well, with 2 minutes into stoppage time in the first half. Yeah. How good was that team talk?
You better ask Daz. I didn't really say much. Daz got in first, and he pointed out a few things. In it's good for Daz to blow off a bit of steam. So he was able to do that.
What's that like? I've never seen that happen.
It's scary, really, for someone so placid and mellow.
Bold substitutions, taking off two experienced midfielders, seemed to pay off. But what was the thinking at the time?
I thought there was loads of things going around in my mind. The final decision came down to going into a 4-4-2 formation, and look, if there was one area of weakness I thought we could exploit was in around the back of them centrally, and that's why I put Jason Gilchrist up front with Tommy Greaves, and Nathan's got good running abilities with the ball, good dribbling abilities, is also being able to spot the pass, and like I say, it worked because Nathan's broke the line for the free kick that led to the goal.
And they just seem that bit more composed, Gilchrist and Lowe.
Is that something you're witnessing in training and development? Are they just becoming more part of it and owning it more?
Yeah, I think that's right. Any new lad who joins a club like ours with the pressures that are around that, he's going to take time to find the feet. We've been talking for a while now with the coaching staff and you know how many good young players we've got in and around the club who are willing to wait and be patient for their chance. And it's only going to, you know, it's... The time will come when some of the experienced lads either end up packing in or they kind of run their course, and you know we'll be having that that kind of underbelly within the squad is going to be vital for us, you know, long term.
Could you ever imagine starting a game with Greaves and Johnson?
That was one of the thoughts in my head today, not so much start the game, but certainly at some point. But I thought, you know, Dale probably admits it himself, started stretching his calf off. We showed a lack of, you know, that he was probably feeling a bit fatigued. That's why I made the substitution that I did. And say it's them little subtleties that people don't notice, that the trained eye, shall I say, is able to spot and understand because I've been there.
Interesting dilemma coming up for you, probably in a couple of weeks when Jerome's fit again. Looking quite a full squad. What do you think the situation is? He's really going to have to fight his way back in?
Like everyone else, you know, Jerome knows that more than anybody. You know, it's could have done with him probably fit round about now because, you know, I give Chris Chandler a week off last week. You know, the two fullbacks in the system that we play, I'd have to do a hell of a lot of work, and, you know, that fatigue factor will kick in. One thing we know with Jerome, you've got two players in one there because he can play as a fullback or he can play further up the pitch. So we look forward to having him back.
Now, obviously, in the next few games, we've got some important games coming up. Curzon on Tuesday is a big game in league terms. Then there's Harrogate in the Cup. Then there's also the Manchester Premier Cup as well. Have you got an opportunity there, isn't there, for the likes of Jerome to...
Yeah, no, hopefully, yeah, Jerome, Kasimba, Harry Pratt, people like this, you know, lads who are in the reserves. The youth team is, you know, great achievement for the youth team this week to get to the... Yeah, they've never been in that stage three, and that's, you know, credit to Jack and Rodney.
No, Rodney
kill
will
me
do.
For that, no. Yeah. Rodri, for the hard work and the effort that they've put in, and, you know, the players that we've got in the club at a younger level, and that's a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to have a look at them and see how they handle the first team arena, shall we say.
Now, one question which I do need to ask is obviously about a certain departure this week in Sam Maidler. Can you just give us the circumstances of the transfer?
Sam missed most of pre-season because he was away on holiday and he'd also had a car accident. So we identified that as being a problem in respect of his fitness. In the meantime, I think it might be Sam's dad or somebody had contacted Macclesfield to see whether Sam could go on trial there, which... You know, I agreed with Sam would be a good idea because it'd give him full-time training to help get his fitness levels back up, which he, you know, duly had been doing. Obviously, he got injured in a training session at Macclesfield, which kept him away.
And that was a calf injury a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a calf injury. He took a really heavy knock on the calf, and so he wasn't able to... You know, be selected for us, but he's got back in training, and Macclesfield have offered him a contract and a deal, something that we weren't able to do, and quite rightly, Sam's taken it. You know, it's a chance for him to play full-time football.
And he's been loaned out at Stalybridge Bridge,
that's right. Hey, look, that's for Sam.
Because the question has been asked on message boards and that kind of thing. Was there not? It's difficult without being under a contract. You can't really offer loan back deal, can you?
No, it's not a loan back. You know, like we've just been saying, we've got players within the squad who are, you know, chomping at the bit, and Sam would have been one of them. So if he's been loaned out to Stalybridge and they're going to start him every week, then, you know, it's a no-brainer for Macclesfield, a no-brainer for Stalybridge, a no-brainer for Sam. Unfortunately, that wouldn't have been the situation with ourselves. He would have been in and around it, and, you know, if he got his opportunity and took it, as with all the players, you know, then he'd keep his shirt.
The squad seems strong now. There seems like two players for every position. Apart from the centre-back, do you feel you're a bit light there? Not necessarily about those players, but what, in terms of if there was an injury, you know?
We've got Zach Corbett can come in. Zach's fully fit now, you know, again, another player who's chomping at the bit now, so...
You're toying with the idea of, at some point, maybe in this next few busy period in cup competitions, of getting Corbett involved a bit more?
Yeah, we want to make sure that we've got competition for place. We want to make sure that all the players stay hungry. We want to make sure that nobody rests on the laurels or think that they're just going to turn up and play every week. So that's there. Zach's been fantastic since he's come to the club. He had a knee injury. Which obviously was a blow for him personally, but you know the medical staff have done a great job in keeping him focused, and him personally, he's done a great job himself at staying focused, and you know he'll be ready to come in as and when.
Well, we'll speak to you on Tuesday night, Carl, and well done today.
Cheers, man. Cheers, James.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon to find out where that result leaves FC United in the league, and for all the other scores from a busy Saturday afternoon in the National League North, it's now time to welcome back Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you again, Cockers, and welcome everybody to this week's Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, that draw for FC United has left FC in 18th position, 4 points from the relegation zone, but with a game in hand, so it's all okay. Higher up the table, and AFC Fylde still head the league after Saturday's round of matches as they mirrored second-placed Harrogate Town's result. Both won 3-1 at home, with the Coasters putting an end to a two-game winning run by Gainsborough Trinity, while Town ended Gloucester City's four-game unbeaten run in Yorkshire. Darlington 1883 are third, after a drama-filled Heritage Park victory over third-bottom Stalybridge Celtic. The match finished 4-1 to Darlington, and with both teams down to 10 men, including a second yellow for that man, Sam Madeley. Kidderminster Harriers are fourth, but had to be content with a point from a 3-3 thriller at the Impact Arena against Alfreton Town. Chorley complete the top five after being held to a goalless draw at the New Bucks Head by Telford United. Salford City were also held, this time at Moor Lane, by much-improved Brackley Town. 1-1 in that one. FC Halifax Town had a nice afternoon, with a comfortable 4-0 win over rock-bottom Bradford Park Avenue at the Shea. While Kers and Ashton, they failed to pick up their first home victory of the season at Tameside, after losing 2-1 to neighbours Stockport County. Liam Magnew scored a second-half winner as Boston United recorded a 1-0 away victory over second-bottom Altrincham at Moss Lane. And finally, Worcester City fell to their first defeat of September as visiting Nuneaton Town made it 4 league games without defeat with a 3-2 away win. And that concludes this week's Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Goodbye, Manchester, and farewell.
Thanks, Marv. FC United are in action twice this week with two matches at Broadhurst Park. On Tuesday night, FC host their old friends Kers and Ashton in the league. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be at 7:45 p.m. And on Saturday afternoon, FC United return to Cup matters as FC host Harrogate Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make these games, then not to worry. FC Live will be going to air on Tuesday night from 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. right here on your very own FCUM radio. And just before I go, just a quick mention for the FC United reserves. They're back in league action on Monday the 26th of September as they take on Kers and Ashton at the Tameside Stadium. Kick-off will be at 7:45 p.m. But that's it from me for this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.